killing of 11 people in a Pittsburgh synagogue over the weekend has left the Jewish community around the country grappling with reportedly the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in this country's history. So how are Jewish congregations responding to this tragedy? Here to talk about her congregation, Ohavi Zedek Synagogue in Burlington, is Rabbi Amy Small. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So first, what questions and sentiments did you hear from members of your community after the shooting at Tree of Life Synagogue on Saturday?
People wanted to know how they could talk to children about this. That was one of the first and most painful questions that people asked. I gave people a chance on Saturday night at a gathering to share their feelings, and we heard a wide range of different reactions. That was the first. And the second was, what can we do to fix the hateful environment that we're living in now? How can we reverse this trend of hate speech and what seems to become, to have become, a very hateful environment around the country towards many other groups, including the Jewish community?
And so what's your answer to that question?
One of the things that touched me on Saturday night is that our gathering was very hastily planned. We had just learned about this on our Sabbath, on Shabbat, and not everybody even got the word, but yet we had a big crowd. And one of the people present was a member of the Christian clergy. I have many friends in the Christian clergy community, and this individual saw it on Facebook from one of our members who had posted it. And I think what was really powerful for us to be able to say in his presence was that we are going to join hands with our neighbors across religious lines to rebuild and repair this world.
As you alluded to, the Anti-Defamation League has reported an increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. in the last year, and many have pointed to the rhetoric by President Donald Trump as inflaming bigoted and including anti-Semitic sentiments. Have you addressed that with your congregation at all?
Yes, there's a lot of anger about that and a lot of deep concern.
What do you say to that concern?
I say that we have to stand up against hate, no matter where it comes from. And it's especially problematic when it comes from the highest levels of our government, and we must be activists for that change.
Do you have any trepidation, I guess, about stepping into the political arena at all in that way?
All the time. All the time. So in our gathering on Saturday night, when people brought it up, it came from them. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say such things in a sermon or in something I would write because that's not appropriate. But when people said they're very worried about the rhetoric coming out of Washington, out of the White House, and out of Congress, in fact, that supports white nationalism and the alt-right movement that is filled with so much hate, I certainly can affirm that I am as concerned about that as they are.
And so what do you do with that concern, I guess, as a faith leader?
I don't think that we can focus on our fear, nor should we focus on our anger. We have to focus on our relationships with a broader community so that we can continue to spread the message that the world is about hope and about love, and that the issues that we care about most are the issues where we invest ourselves actively, and we have to set aside our anger and our fear. It's not helpful.
Your synagogue has participated in events with HIAS, is that right?
That's correct.
Refugee Resettlement Organization. The alleged shooter in Pittsburgh posted messages online about that group just before the shooting. In light of that, how do you view your work with HIAS?
I feel like we need to do even more. I am very supportive of the work of HIAS. My grandparents were able to come to this country because of HIAS, and thousands of others who were settled here when they were fleeing from hatred in Europe. And so I believe that it is now the Jewish community's responsibility to help those who are fleeing from unsafe countries to come here. And that's what HIAS is doing.
After mass shootings, there's always the question of security. Do you have extra security at your synagogue, or have you discussed adding any security measures?
That's the other thing that came up very quickly among members of our community. We have enhanced our security in the past 2 years as we have noticed an uptick in hate speech. We have more work to do, and we are working on it. We are going to have more police presence, at least in the near term right now.
And do you how do you feel about that?
I wish we didn't need it. I would prefer not to have it. I was talking yesterday with a colleague who is in a conservative synagogue in northern New Jersey, who told me that they have somebody stand by the door at every service, and you don't get in if you don't pass. They ask your name, why you're there, and it doesn't feel very welcoming to people when they just want to come to synagogue. And I don't want to see this become what our religious institutions are. I hope we can get past this.
Well, just finally, we're a few days after this tragic event. What do you do next?
We are going to be holding a vigil that will be tomorrow evening at 5:30, an interfaith event that will include our Christian and Muslim brothers and sisters, and will include Mayor Meron Weinberger. We're still working on all of the plans for that. A group of Jewish clergy is actively involved in planning that right now, so people can come together to grieve, to pray, and to reestablish the message of hope.
Rabbi Amy Small is the senior rabbi of Ohavi Zedek Synagogue in Burlington. Thank you for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.